Saudi ladies, start and don't stop your engines. Good luck. That's one of many tweets calling on women in Saudi Arabia to take to the streets and drive a car today. Women there aren't allowed to drive in most areas because of a religious edict. But activists have been using social media to urge women to get behind the wheel after one was reportedly arrested for posting a video of herself on YouTube driving. Human rights groups say she was only released after agreeing not to drive again. So are women out driving today? And for Saudi Arabia, so far immune to Arab Spring unrest, is the veneer beginning to crack? We're joined now by Wajaha Al-Huwaider, a women's rights activist in Saudi Arabia. She's also an employee of a Saudi oil company. She joins us from Dahran, Saudi Arabia. And Wajaha, are women out there driving today?
It is happening, but it's not what everybody's thinking. You know, it's like today an opening day. You know, the number is not very big today, but they will continue driving. Now we had at least 6 to 7 women from different cities. They already drove, and the good thing, they were passing by a police car. They never got arrested. They never been harassed. So it's going to be a smooth day for them. And that will actually encourage more to go for tomorrow and later on.
Can you explain this religious edict that women can't drive in most areas, but in some areas they are allowed? What's the reasoning behind it?
Actually, it's not something has to do with Islam. It's what we call fatwa. This is something personal opinion from one of the clerics in Saudi Arabia. And they decided to have it like a norm or a tradition. But when you go and dig in the law in Saudi Arabia, there is no law preventing women from driving. And I think now women are more aware of this rights, and they are pushing harder this time, and they're using the new technology to do it.
And this protest asking women to get out and drive is bigger than just getting more women behind the wheel. How much did the call for this type of action come from the Arab Spring and embolden the movement?
The idea, it's very similar to what happened in other Arab countries. They put the campaign on the Facebook, and they decided on a day to do it, and they asked people to go out. So it's very similar. But here, we don't have NGOs to back up this movement. We didn't have really political groups to go and protect these women. So they are on their own, and that's why it's not as big as you can see anywhere else. And to make this clear, when they asked women, they didn't ask them to go as a group or in a protest. They asked them just to go as individual to do your work, everyday work, like going to a supermarket or to a clinic. So don't show that you are going against the rules or you are, you know, protesting, because by law in Saudi Arabia, protesting is not allowed.
As we know, there haven't been mass protests in Saudi Arabia like there were in other Arab countries, and the government there has really tried to prevent that. King Abdullah has pledged almost $100 billion in spending on homes, jobs, benefits. Are Saudis satisfied with this? Are you satisfied with this? Or do you feel like this is just some bribery money to not create mass protests? Or do you think that a pro-democracy movement could take root in Saudi Arabia and might be led by women?
Women are more active than men nowadays, because they actually very behind. They are still treated like children in Saudi Arabia. They still cannot do anything without getting permission from a male guardian. And a male guardian, it could be your son. And when you're talking about doing anything, even studying and working and getting married. But what happened here when the king came, and this is the usual when the king, you know, usually when they go for medical treatment, when they come, they give money. But this time money was more than it was expected. But they always do that. It's like a custom. And I think Saudi Arabia, the people, they cannot go against the government. It's not... At first, because of the system itself, we didn't have a free press, we didn't have freedom that make us able to have our own NGOs or to form political parties. So these things should be there first before any movement to happen. But what's going on in Saudi Arabia, it's the other way around. I think the government is realizing that they need to give more other than money to make people more satisfied with the situations. And I think they're waiting for the right time, but the right time is always there, but they're taking a long time to do it. I hope, because of this movement, they will start at least to look at the women's issues, because there are so many things that we are not able to do.
You've driven in the past. You posted a video of yourself driving in 2008. Why is it so important to you to be able to drive? And what do you hear from other women about why they want to be behind the wheel?
You know, it's a basic right. Driving means that you will be independent. You will be able to go and work and earn your money. So if you cannot do that, then you will be isolated from the society. This is an issue of building yourself and being independent financially. And it is important, especially in a country where there is no public transportation, you know. So you only rely on a driver or a relative or a taxi.
Do you hope this protest movement will grow and that every day more and more women will take a chance and drive in Saudi Arabia?
I hope actually more that the government will take decisions before it will grow, and maybe some women get harassed or hurt, or because there are some men, they are going against them and they see them, they are breaking the law. I hope that the king or whoever is in charge of this to take the right decisions and allow women, under some condition, allow women to drive, you know, like they start with certain ages, with places. You know, they can put any kind of conditions until gradually we see more and more women are driving on our streets.
That's Wajaha Al-Huwaider, a women's rights activist in Saudi Arabia, speaking to us about the social media campaign to get women behind the wheel in a country where women are not allowed to drive. Thank you so much.
Thank you.